Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chavarim, Rev Tov. Yes, I'm Melkam Eshet. Yes, I. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Here, here, here. The Rastafari podcast here. The Monday podcast here. Second day of the week. From the Isla perspective of time. First day, they call it Sunday here, the Monday, the Moon Day here, the second day of the Shavua. So here, for this podcast, we're going to be streaming on the Rastafari student, hopefully for the first 2 hours, but more of the fuller 3 hours. Jah willing, we have that third hour streaming is going to be premiering on the Rastafari Jews, the Rastafari Yehudim. All right, so Shalom Chavarim, Shalom Rastafari Yehudim. I am Ras Yadino Stefari, Ras Yadin here, and here for the Monday podcast right here, beginning this sabbatical here. We're at the 27th. Ki Tazaria, if she conceives seed, if a woman conceives seed, we're going to write up. But here, first word from the sacred liturgy of Kedemawi Hadassalasi from the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David here from the liturgy. What is said on the days from Monday to Friday, Mondays to Fridays, this is what is said in the Kedase of his majesty. Yes, I.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe eta getunacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia.
I'm indigenous.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
I'm indigenous. Holy man of the life, Selassie, I zero! Rastafari! Till the fun rain in the heart of hard flesh, the conquering lion, shouting up things loud applause to the lioness.
No.
So here on the first day of the Babylonian working week, the evening right here, the second day of the true counting of time right here. We're going to ride up with Queen Ifrika Ayabingi chanting, Lily of the Valley Ayabingi chanting, Nyabingi chanting, Lily of the Valley, and also Psalm 19, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 119, which is theme Jah Torah, the way of life. And it's interesting because in Psalm 119, I think 176 verses, it's an acrostic psalm, which means that each verse begins in a consecutive order with a consecutive letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, right? 22, the 2 twos. So every like 8 verses in Psalm 119, today's daily psalm. So today's daily psalm, the teaching on HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, but also it's a teaching on the basics of the Aleph Beit, the alphabet. So you start out with the first verse. You have the Aleph. In the Better Bibles, they even have the Hebrew letters there. Aleph, you go 8 verses, right? Then you have the Beit. Now, if you're reading the Hebrew, it begins off with Aleph, right? The first letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, and it's 22 letters. So every 8 verses, we have another letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the alphabet in order. But what's interesting is that reading the Hebrew, every word, every first word of every sentence also begins with that same letter. So Aleph, go through the verses, the 8 verses, all begins with Aleph. Next letter, Beit, or the Beh sound. And then we go through those 8 verses. Line, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, right? The Abu Gida, like we have Ethiopically, which is the order in Hebrew, Abu Gida, Hewizo, and we continue. So it's a teaching psalm, but here, 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 let's rise up the chant right here, here, here on the Rastafari, the Monday, right? The second day of the Shavua podcast, and we also are live streaming on Rastafari Student. Hopefully for the first 2 hours and the full of full, the third hour, those at Rastafari Student, check out Rastafari Jews. Tonight right here, we like, you know, sharing the love on some of the platforms. But hopefully we'll find the platform that will have the more consistent, you know, podcasting, you know, streaming, so ones and ones can listen and also watch on the YouTubes and elsewhere. But here, 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 Queen Africa, rise up.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I.
then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Majesty, Empire, the last year, Empress, and I.
Everyone should know, I and I should know that the evening psalm appointed for the second day of the Shavuah, Psalm 48, right here, here. Make I and I rise up to chant Psalm 48, evening psalm.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever,
guide, forever, guide, forever, 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 guide for Ivan and Ivan. That's how the psalm really ends there. Not our guide to death, but our guide for Ivan, the Hebrew, the Amharic, the Septuagint. All reads the same way. And here in the Royal Amharic, the evening psalm, Psalm 48, right here. Bawa dub, Sir Cox and the Radar.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what now, of course, you have to jump on this bus. Zion bus, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenef Arbasin. Bahulatanya Sambat Yakorel Jochiam Sidana Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋና ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor menhet, shir mizmor livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide. Forever, 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 forever.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. Yeah, Dennis, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let the sound there.
Right now, I'm not feeling no fool, you know, yeah. So I'm out of style, you know.
But I'm gonna go forward, yes, sir.
Well, I saw, yes, sir. Another strong.
Sorry.
Cool.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and borne a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean, 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 shall she be unclean.
And the Yahweh Yahweh, he who be who he be, spake to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity. Shall she be unclean? Here we have Leviticus chapter 12, a holy, an Isla set apart, true good, true God, and a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Second item here, the law of motherhood. Rephrase. The Torah, direction, instruction of the mothership of the matrix. 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 Why daberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Daber illa b'nei Israel leimor. Speak to the b'nei, the sons, the children of Israel leimor, saying,
Those nights I can't forget. Lord knows I need better.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and borne a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean, 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 shall she be unclean.
And the Yahweh Yahweh, he who be who he be, spake to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity. Shall she be unclean? Here we have Leviticus chapter 12, a holy, an Isla set apart, true good, true God, and a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Second item here, the law of motherhood, rephrase, the Torah, direction, instruction of the mothership of the matrix. And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Daber illa b'nei Israel lemor. Speak to the b'nei, the sons, the children of Israel lemor, saying, Isha ki atazaria, if or when, Isha a woman ki, if when tazaria, if when a woman hath conceived, with yalda zakar, and born a zakar, a male, a man child. With Yalda Zakar, with Tama'a Shiba'ata Yamin. Then she shall be unclean 7 days. Ki me nidata dota titama. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean. And, verse 3, and in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood, hadam, of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed set apart thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, a woman child, a female, nekeva, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks as in her separation, and she shall continue in hadam, the blood of her purifying, 66 days, 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon, yonna, or a turtle dove for a chatat, a sin offering, to the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priest, who shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah before the Yahweh and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction for her that have borne a male or a female, a zakar or nekeba. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering, an orlah, and the other for a chatat, a sin, black offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true, good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference here. Third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh, like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron, the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim, the priest. And HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the seventh day, and he nay, behold, neho, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat
Old Rockers, Dubs, Big Tunes, DJ Sampler, 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 is about
to take you
back, back to the old school.
Will you see if this really me have a pot? You know my minute. I used to have to have it on minute. Me set it.
Zungo zungo go zungo zen, zungo zungo go zungo zen. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen, and if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 plus 5 is equal to 10, and if you have both, you put them in a pen, and if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Now zungo zungo go zungo zen, zungo zungo go zungo zen. Jumpy happiness a jumpy joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Lady and they used to take fi tire. Brave I love them call him child. You know fi call yellow man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take higher life fi boy. Zungo zungo go zungo zen. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zen. Catch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zen. Car 00119. Cause yellow man make you feel so fine. Me chatter, me chatter, me chatter, me na rhyme.
the gate man a hold up on me woman hand. One pass me to me now I'm blasted this. Money scatter out all over the place. Babylon bought me with a big shirt it. Hear me now tell. Leg on me hand gate man let me come in.
DJ Sampler. Rough House Sound.
Jesus Christ. And we went to a dance at Corinthian. They had a big party in their farm. But as we reached at the dance gate, the gate man a hold up on me woman hand. One box me give me nine blasted this. Money scatter out all over the place. Babylon bought me with a big shirt it. Hear me now tell. Let go me hand gate and let me come in. Let go me hand gate and let me come in. You sleep under the cellar with me live on puppy. Up me ice cold and clean. Me beat road, me ashy man, me cabbage on me brains, Lord. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. You love brag and you love show off, Lord. Your mouth long like a shovel mouth shark. Put me neck on a block and even chop it up. Put it in a wheelbarrow, fling it down a walk. Me duck me come back and you still a laugh. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Let go me hand gate, man, let me come in. Take your
ticker, ticker, talk my golden name. She lay next to the gentleman. Sometime 9 and sometime 10.
Could you possibly, could you possibly rewind the
my golden name. Ticker, ticker, talk my golden name. Ticker, ticker, talk my golden name. Lay next for the gentleman. Sometime 9 and sometime 10. Oh, and whenever she lay, she make an alarm.
Cock, 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 me lay oh. Lay oh, whoa. Lay oh, whoa, whoa.
Starting from morning, from a golden end. Pain. Got a little girl at home. She wake up this morning. She didn't eat no breakfast, no. She wake up this morning, she no eat no breakfast. She leave out my home and she faint in the path. She give my neighborhood a lot of remarks. Lots of remarks. She give them lots of remarks. Lots of remarks. It was not my fault when she faint in the path. Lord God knows. Hey little girl, don't be like a rolling cow. Oh, gonna be like a shaft. If you leave like a rolling cap, no. Don't leave like a rolling cap, no. Tick-a-tack-a-tack, my holy name. Lay next for the gentleman, man, man. Sometime
I say what I
happen to your skirts and blouses? Why can't I man see you in your dresses? Cause these things answer judge and I'll please you. And every day them a worship and vanities. And your greatest lust is jewelry. Mind ya lick you with disease. Hey, mind ya lick you with disease. Royal, Lima.
Yes. Here, juggling with the live streaming as well. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, in the Rastafari Jews, Rastafari Yehudim, and on Rastafari Talmid, Rastafari Disciple, Rastafari Student on the YouTube. First 2 hours, hopefully we'll have the full of it. But on the Rastafari Jews, hopefully we'll have the full 3 hours. Now here, we're in the 27th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And we had those 22 questions on the previous. I'd like to pick up on a few of the reasonings at the fulfillment of the 26th sabbatical study book for this Shabbat strong is Tazriyah. Tazriyah. In the Hebrew Tazriyah, we have in the Royal Amharic from the Metzach Kedus in the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Bitareges, if or when she conceives seed. So there, we had a little bit of, a little bit of a mix with the Aliyah right there, kind of bringing out some of the themes like the diseases, right? Now, why this Torah reading and feeding here, it continues, right? Here we're speaking about a Isla people, a holy people, a set-apart people, and a set-apart Elohim, a set-apart true good, true God, true power. So here, let's pick up right here, give an overview right here. We also have the Aliyah, right, getting into the first part of the Aliyah, the reading and feeding. As we know in the Shabuah, for the 7 days, there are seven Aliyah. So Aliyah a day is like the manna, the angel's bread. A couple of questions. Let's first of all just touch on some of the basic questions, because a lot of this is confused or misunderstood, or from a Gentile, Western Gentile, counterfeit Christian mind, a lot of these things are extremely confused. So here in our studies, let's go through a couple of basics. First of all, let's get an overview here. So here we pick up here with the Monday podcast, the Rastafari podcast here on this second day. I'd like to emphasize this is the second day, the first Babylon working weekday, but Sunday or Ehud is the first day. Usually the first Aliyah we'll get into on the first day here for the second day, the second Aliyah. But first of all, the overview. The synopsis right here for this 27th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, for these 7 days right here, Monday podcast here, the second day, we have this Torah reading and feeding here, Tazriyah. Now, Zara, like seed, and Zer, Yezer, Tazriyah, if she conceives seed, right? Or when she, key, when she conceives seed. So we call this the law of the mothership, or one might say motherhood, but you know, it's the good ship, mothership, yes? So our Torah reading and feeding here, John's direction instructions here in this Shabuah, it continues the discussion, the reasoning on what is known as the Torot. Torot is the plural of Torah. Now, Torah, many people will say, well, that basically is law. That's in the Western Gentile translation in a general sense, sort of. But actually, the word Torah means direction, instruction, comes from the Hebrew yara. Yara means like point the finger. Yara is like to aim, to point the finger. So this is why the more better translation into the English of Torah is direction, instruction. So overall, we have the five books of Moshe. We have the Torah, the direction. But then in the direction, we have directions, instructions on different particular matters for job people. So here we're continuing in the reasoning of the Torah, the directions, instructions concerning purity and impurity that actually began with the 26th, the previous sabbatical study that was called Tzav or Tzau. Tzau, command, modern Hebrew, they'll say Tzav. Tzav, ancient pointing, Tzau, Afro-Shemitic pointing. So here in this 27th, here it speaks concerning a new mother, a new potential matriarch, is regarded, right, as Nida. Now, to explain as best as we can some of these basics right here, because some might read the part where it's talk about a woman and her infirmity based on the translation, so forth and so on, say, oh, look, it's sexist against a woman. That's the Western Gentile counterfeit Christian mind. But as you actually study the Hebrew, you recognize it's speaking about whether man or woman, but it begins off right here with the mother, the significance of the mother, the matrix, that door that most of I and I in the true way would enter in through a mother. So the mother, the new mother in that state is regarded as Nida. Nida in the Hebrew concerns a menstruant woman, a woman in blood or bleeding, right? Now this is considered Tameh. The Hebrew word is Tameh. Sounds a little like another word in English, contaminated, Tameh. And Tameh means impure. Now, this is impure. The impure here is strictly regarding the sanctuary. Let's check this right here, regarding the holy place. It begins off, of course, with the mother, but then it continues here, usually these two Torah portions, Mitzorah, and Tazariah, usually in usual years are connected, right? They're like a double portion. But since this is a lunar leap year right here, we read it and study it separately. So here we're studying Tazariah separately from the usual connective double portion, Mitzorah. Now, Mitzorah often is translated as a leper, but actually it's more better one skin diseased. And Hebraically, a Mitzorah or a leper or one skin disease, the idea in the Hebrew is the motzi ra'a. Motzi, two words coming together, right? Hebrew etymology and point of reference from ancient days. If you understand the Hebrew, it's like English, you know, like in different, you know, ways we say certain things and it can have like two kind of meanings if you say it like this. So Mitzorah is leper, right? Or one skin disease, and a motzi is one who brings something, one who brings, and ra, right? Ra is often translated as evil, but the word evil in the Hebrew has a sense of something that's evil, something that is hurtful, something that's unkind, you know, so that's evil, hurtful, unkind. So there's kind of different context depends on how it is, you know, the context of what we're reading. So here, the motzi ra'a in the sense of the mitzorah is one who brings forth evil, because it's an ancient thought, and I think there's something to this, and we should think and reason on it, that word, sound, and power, right? Everything's created through word. So one who brings forth like evil, hurtful, unkind, bad, like bad mind and bad speech, that there's a consequence to that. So in the ancients, one of the consequences to that was connected Hebraically with skin disease. It's like our skin is our covering. So that word, sound, and power, right, has a reflective on our covering. You know what I mean? So I'm just bringing that out so one can understand the context of this, and hopefully other matters will become clear. So a new mother is regarded as Nida, or a menstruant woman, and is considered Tameh, right, impure regarding the sanctuary. Now, it's not just for women, so all these wannabe sexist, femaleists or feminists need to step back and understand and study this, because if you read on in this chapter and even the next chapter, it speaks about men. It speaks about whether a man or a woman. But of course, to whom more is given, more is required. So therefore, if we look at the laws of impurity, there are more laws that require and pertain to men. If a man is bleeding, if a man just had sexual intercourse, right, or he's, you know, like some liquid is flowing as it should not flow. Even a runny nose is very questionable. Now, why I say this here is because we're looking at the book of Leviticus, and Leviticus is the handbook of the priests. So we have to recognize, well, who, what, where, why, when, who is being spoken to right here, right? Because remember that now with Leviticus, it is only the sons of Aaron and Aaron that perform the priestly rites. Before Leviticus and the Egel Masecha, before the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, all of the firstborn sons of Israel, as among other people, could offer sacrifices for their family. As we have Abraham, we have Yitzhak and Yaakov, there was not a particular place, there was not a particular, you know, one can almost pray or worship anywhere. But now with John now birthing out this nation, Yisrael, and due to the uckery, the apostasy, the breaking of the covenant with the molten calf, when the Israelites in waiting for Moshe went back to their, you know, John took the children of Israel out of Canaan, out of Egypt, but couldn't take the Canaan or Egypt out of them. It's just like analogy of this is like we're here in this Western Gentile world and we're looking forward to going to our own land. But then as we're traveling through the wilderness, some might revert to the old practices that they was used to. This is what happened with the children of Yisrael. But the bad thing is this, they had already come into a covenant, especially the sons of Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, children of Israel, translation usually is specifying the sons of Israel. Why? Because to whom more is given, more is required. That's why John says he will visit the iniquity right, of the fathers upon the children, specifically in the Hebrew, upon the sons. So the real reading would be he would visit the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarch, right, upon the sons to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate him. So in other words, if we continue in the bad ways of our patriarchs, mind, this is to the mind them, then we bring not only on I and I selves and I and I children, but also on I and I family consequences. I emphasize that because some would like to get into this nowadays unisex thing, and they'll say, well, when it says right here the fathers, it's saying fathers and mothers. No, it's specifically saying fathers for a reason. Like it specifically says here in this 27th sabbatical study, a new mother. It begins off with the mother. Right. And it's saying that regarding the sanctuary, in other words, in this period of time, she could not enter into the sanctuary because she was Tamei. In the same way, if a man had an issue, you got an issue you need tissue for, you could not enter into the sanctuary. If you're a priest or you're serving, you have to first, like, you know, be clean before you can serve Chaburim. You know what I'm saying? So this is the context of the clean and the unclean. Right? You know, the clean, and if she's at home and, you know, well, there's something she needs to do if a person is sick, but they need to get better. But during that time, they could not enter into the sanctuary. So the whole clean and the unclean with regard to one having an issue, something, you know, a woman during menstruation is bleeding. If a man has a bleeding, in the same way a woman has a bleeding, a man can have those. And when we look through the Torah instruction, it goes into verse by verse by verse. But this one area here does focus on the mother, because the mother is very, very important. You know what I mean? You should know what I mean, the mother, the door into this world, right? So regarding the sanctuary, just to emphasize the impurity, these words that I use, clean and unclean, there's a context to it. So regarding the sanctuary, that new mother could not enter into the sanctuary for at least 40 days if she had a boy child or a male child, or 80 days if she had a girl child. Now, the people who think and have been made to be naive, that, oh, the Bible is sexist, they don't even understand that these things have been put to the test here, and it's found out. Even I went through a kind of a, not a complete scientific, but I did go get the knowledge, the scientia, from certain mothers, you know, who have had boy children, male children, and female children. And interestingly enough, I found out that some of the science that I had read about, it's true that it takes more out of a woman, those mothers who've had children when they had a girl child, this whole like and like thing. She's female and she has a female child. It took her longer time to recover. A few mothers had testified, and this is after I'd done some study on this, you know, said, is this just arbitrary, just saying more for a woman because a woman is a woman? And then it was found out that some had put this to the test and found out that amazingly, it does take more on average for a woman to recover from having a girl child than a male child. Just something about the nature of things. So looking at this in the Torah is very interesting, and we'll be glad to share some of the research, and no doubt others have done their investigations on this. So it was not just arbitrary. It might seem like, you know, less was given to the male, but more to the female, because see, that's sexist. But then, based on scientific research, it has been proven that it takes more time for a woman can recover, like her strength, you know, after childbirth and that whole period of giving birth, can recover more or less to herself sooner after a male child. It's almost like the male child being male, you know, and expressing as male was all contained. But the girl child, it's like and like, you know, she's female, like mother, like daughter, in a sense. So it takes more out of the woman, right? Let's go on. On the eighth day of life, a boy must be circumcised. So according to the Hebrew and the Levitical prescription here, but based on the Torah, the boy child, the male child, must be circumcised. After the mother's period of, we call this more better, ritual impurity, just in the same sense that if a man has an issue, you know, if a man just had intercourse and now he wants to go a couple of minutes, hours, whatever. No, he cannot, because he is unclean. So he cannot enter in the same way, right, into the holy court. So on the eighth day of a boy's life, a male child's life, he must be circumcised. We also need to discuss ancient circumcision from the butchering that is done nowadays. There is a big difference, but we'll get into that. Let's make a note of that as well. Right? Is all circumcision the same circumcision? Is circumcision nowadays like real biblical circumcision? Was skin cut off or was a cord cut? Just as you graft plants, if you know about grafting. But anyway, after the mother's period of ritual, you say impurity, had ended, she was required to bring a yearling sheep as an olah, as a burnt offering, a holocaust, a consumption offering, and a dove for a chatat, right, for a sin and ukri offering. Now, if she is poor, two doves suffice for both offerings. So therefore, if one was able to afford and had sheep and had cattle, well, she would bring a sheep, right, and a dove. But if she was poor, it was only required to bring two doves suffice for the offerings. Now, this is interesting too. This means that one had to give from what they had. And if they did not have, therefore, for those who had less, a lesser, proper, but lesser offering could be accepted. This is an interesting reasonment as well. Another reasonment within the reasonment is that, well, since people say that, well, you know, having a child is a gift and all that, you know, like it is a gift, but, you know, people have their ways to look at it. Well, why was there a sin offering, a burnt offering and a sin offering? Question mark. But the portion here, next, it describes certain afflictions, most dangerous diseases, right, collectively called tsara'at, 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 right, collectively called. Now, some would bring this out as leprosy. So in the KJV and other Bibles, this is leprosy, but a little better, we'll get into that just now. So the tsara'at, it caused the affected person or the affected thing to be both ritually tameh, or ritually impure, and in a state of uncleanness, and the word here is tumah, right? Note that tsara'at is not to be identified, or should not, as we really study it, with what is called today leprosy, as some English translations. So there's many English translations that will call it leprosy. But yet, if you do any study on, well, what is Hansen's disease today, they call it Hansen's disease today, and what is the description of tsara'at or the metzora scripturally? It's not quite the same. But since the symptoms of tsara'at included not just the afflicted person's skin, but sometimes his or her, but his clothes, his pottery, the pottery vessels, as well as his house. So whatever this was that is better described as skin disease, not only affected the person's skin, but also could affect, it's like almost like contagious. It's like they had that CDC. This is like the ancient kind of CDC prescriptions, right? Sometimes his clothes, his property vessels, as well as his residence or the house. So they could be tsara'at, this type of, quote, leprosy, end quote, in a house. Do we see this today? So is it the same thing? We say not, and we just want to make a point to ones and ones that put a strong question mark around leprosy and just do a little research. What is the disease being identified here in the Torah? And then look up leprosy today and what is they call leprosy today. It's not quite. In a sense, the leprosy here had an element of vitiligo, what was called vitiligo. And vitiligo, scientifically speaking, is a nuance. Yes, it can be considered a disease in that sense. It's a disease. However, it's not quite the same thing, right, as Hansen's, what's known as Hansen's disease and commonly is called leprosy. Now, when applied to people, tsara'at was a sort of spiritual affliction or what is referred to as tsuris, that could only be diagnosed by a kohen, a priest, not a doctor. Now, this is an aspect that doesn't come out so well amongst many people's interpretations of it, but if they study, they will find that when we apply this terminology of the leper or what's called the skin disease, the metphora and the tara'at, it was a sort of a spiritual. The way it's diagnosed here in Torah is not just looking at the physical aspects, but also at the metaphysical or the spiritual aspects, which could be only diagnosed by one, such as a kohen or a priest, and not by a doctor. Just, I want just to hold that in mind, because there were ones who were, quote, doctors to treat diseases, right? But this right here is more of a spiritual. There's a spiritual, an unseen aspect. And this is interesting with the connection of the mitzora, the skin disease, or in the KJV called the leper, and the Hebraic idea of the motzi ra, the one who brings forth ra, like ra-ra, right? You know, bad word sound, you know, like evil, like speak evil or slander. Now, as we go into what the scripture says here, it says, if there's white or pink patches that appeared on a person's skin, if white or pink patches, and this is one of the areas in scripture that more than two decades ago, this was a kind of one of the easy areas to go to say, well, if the children of Israel were white folks, then it wouldn't be so much like a white patch or whatever on their skin. So just to point that out there, because remember what happened with Moshe. Moshe was said to Jehovah that, well, the people are not going to believe me. He felt that the people were not going to, you know, admit as truth if he told them that the Elohim of the Hebrews, not other people's Elohim, right, the no God, the pseudo trinities, but the true triunity appeared to me, that people won't believe me. And therefore Moshe was instructed in two signs. One was the sign of the rod, right, the casting it down and it turning into a tanim, or, you know, a nahash, you know, because both words are used, right, turning into some sort of a beast or a, quote, serpent, right? And the second sign was where he put his hand in his bosom, right? And he took it out, and it turned, according to the translator, white as snow, and then he put it in, and it turned to his other flesh. So this kind of builds on that right there from Exodus, right? So if white or pink patches appeared on a person's skin, the afflicted person was required to contact a kohen, kohen in Hebrew, word for priest, for an examination. If the kohen, the Hebrew priest, detected one, so here's what the kohen or the priest was to detect. So the kohen and the priest, if he detected two hairs that had turned white within the spot, or secondarily, a piece of healthy skin in the middle of the spot. You know, the healthy piece of skin in the middle of the afflicted spot of skin, he was declared tamei, or like contaminated or unclean, tamei, and then had to follow the prescribed Torah direction instructions for ha mitzora, for the leper in the translation KJV, or for the skin disease. Person afflicted with tsara'at, with skin, some sort of a skin disease. Otherwise, if he didn't detect that, this person was declared tahor, or clean. On the other hand, if the kohen, the kahin, the priest, suspected tsara'at, but he suspected, the afflicted person was quarantined. And this is interesting with the past 2 years and the COVID. You know what I mean? Because people might read this and say, oh, why are they doing that? They're quarantining people, like in the Bible, the scripture. But one thing happens when there's some disease or something's affecting people and other people can catch it. People that don't seem to have a problem with, you know, accepting quarantine, like even nowadays. It's interesting that we have this right here thousands of years ago for a health-related crisis. So over the past 2 years, it's interesting. People were even self-quarantining themselves. So health is very, very important. And see, right here in the heart of the Torah, we have a health situation, right? But if the priest suspected that there was disease, but was not sure, unsure, the afflicted person was quarantined and was required to perform teshuvah, in the ancient pointing of Hebrew, modern Hebrew, teshuvah, repentance. The word actually means to turn, like a change of mind, or if one is going the wrong way, do like a 180. This is the sense of the Hebrew term teshuvah. Goshu means to turn. Teshuvah, to do a turn, make a turn, make a change, right? So this also emphasizes the spiritual or the psycho-spiritual. We like to use the term psycho-spiritual because it points to that inner couple. It points to the spirit and the soul, right, within man, or the psychology, you know, the psychology and the inner spirit of man, which we know that, you know, as a man thinketh, you know, one can become. You know, we know that thoughts can affect our health. Sometimes even thoughts can affect, you know, so much so that they manifest in outer things in our body, right? So teshuvah, thinking differently. If a second evaluation indicated that the spots had grown larger in size, the person was declared tamei or contaminated or unclean and was subject to the torot, direction, instruction for ha-mitzorah. Dwelling, quote, as the scripture says, outside the camp until the person was completely healed. Because what's interesting about what is called leprosy here in Leviticus chapter 12 to 13 actually seems to be contagious and not like what we call so-called leprosy so much today. And the effects also appear to be different. You know, in other words, leprosy today, it has morphed into things like elephantitis. And that's interesting because that's a polarized, most dangerous diseases. And it's interesting we have these reggae tunes, and this is why we connect these tunes here with his Torah reading and feeding to give more substance according to the teaching of his majesty. Lastly, but not leastly, right here, if someone was diagnosed with the tzara'at, right, sometimes translated as leprosy, but better as skin disease, they were forced to leave the community and sometimes even live in a state of exile. Now, of course, this sounds very, very harsh, but let's not be hypocrites. If there's some dis-ease, sometimes even with your family, you love your family, but if you see them suffering, you're not going to say, oh, I'll catch it with you because now both of y'all are sick and you can't heal the other person. No man can give for his brother the ransom. So right here, he had to tear his clothes. Therefore, when this one was diagnosed, this one had to tear their clothes like a mourner and put a shroud over his face, descending to his upper lip and remain alone. If anyone came near, ha-mitzorah, the leper, the skin disease, the afflicted one, was required to cry out, tamei, 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 and it was unclean, unclean, like contaminated, stay away. Do not become impure because of me. No one was permitted, right, to come within at least 8 or so feet of that particular person. Once again, study what this thing appears to be in the Torah. It appears to have a significant aspect of contagion to it. So let's understand that, right? While so isolated, the person would have the opportunity to perform teshuvah or repentance, and therefore to seek a spiritual rebirth, right, as described in the following Torah reading and feeding that's usually part of a double portion, and that's Mitzorah. But here, in this year, in this time, in this season, here we actually have it separated so we can have a little more time to, you know, study, right, and shoot I and I self the food. But here, brothers and sisters, we got like 49 or so minutes on the stream here. I hope we have that third Iowa here. Like to share the second part of the reading and feeding right here for this Sabbath study, for this Shabbat Strong.
You shared a portion of it earlier before the musical interlude. Yeah, an overview of this 27th.
First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference. Here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh, like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron, the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim, the priest. And HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut off him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the seventh day, and he may behold, no, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more. And here, at this sixth verse, we have the second Aliyah, the second anaphora or aliyah here for this Torah portion reading and feeding, Tazria, for the Shabbat, Tazria. The sheni, wira hakohen oto bayoma hashid beiya shenit wihine keha ha nega wilo fasa ha nega beora wir kiyaharo wa hakohena nisa pachat he with kia base be badayo with
And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes, and be clean, and be clean, and be clean, and be clean.
Here for the second Aliyah, Aliyah Sheni, picking up at verse 6, Leviticus 13 and 6, the Sheni. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him again the seventh day, and he nay, look, see, here it is, Neho. If the plague be somewhat dark, the plague spread not in the skin, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, for his cleansing, he shall be seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, again. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, see that he, nay, look, sight, here it is, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. and how Kohen shall see him. And Hine, look sight, here it is. If the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned to hear white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, looketh, then HaKohen shall consider, and Hine, look sight, Neho, here it is. If the leprosy hath covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed to white, he shall come to HaKohen. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see him. And he may look, see, here it is, in that hole. If the plague be turned into white, then HaKohen shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. And here we're at the third Aliyah for Shabbat Azriya, the Shalishi, third Aliyah, picking up with verse 18. Ubasar kia yihye bo be oro shechina we nira ba.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, 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 and is healed.
Picking up here at verse 18 for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Leviticus 13, verse 18. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed. And in the place of the boil, there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white, or somewhat reddish, and it be shewed to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. And if when the Kohen seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the Kohen look on it, and he may, oh, look, see, here it is. There be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, 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 clean.
Saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests. and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall see him. And behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider. And behold, if the leprosy hath covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed unto white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white, and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. And if when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy, broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
White, flesh, perfect, blessed, Messiah.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the...
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof, Yod, 8. Kof Yud 8. Kof Yod 8. Psalm CXIX. Psalm 119. And it's themed, Chabarim. Torah, the way of life. Mizmor Kof Yod 8. Some might say Kof Yud 8. Psalm 119. Psalm CXIX is themed. Torah, the way of life. Torah. Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, the glory of His Divine Majesty, HaTorah, the way of life, the way of life and the way of liberty. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Today's daily psalm, an extraordinary declaration of the joy and help Jah guide and protect, guidance, His help, His assistance. An extraordinary declaration of the joy and help that Torah, HaTorah, the Orit, Ethiopically the Orit, Torah, brings to those who conduct their life, their liberty, under its direction, fills the longest of the psalms. Here we have the longest of the mizmor of the chants, the intonations, mizmor kof yod teit. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of the letters in the Hebrew alphabet, in the Hebrew aleph beit, in the Hebrew first house, the alphabet, the abugida, aleph beit gimel dalet, up to 22. Each stanza comprises 8 verses, all beginning with the same letter, respectively, the same letter, each of the 8 verses in turn, until the alphabet is completed, until the aleph beit, the first house, is completed. That the author was acquainted with Mizmor, with Psalm XIX, Hebraically verses 8 to 10, I think in the KJV, that'd be verses 7 to 9, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, I think in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 10, is certain that the author was acquainted with Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, KJV, verses 8 to 10 in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, because he adopts the key words, adoption of the key words, key word, key word, the key words, he adopts the key words there used, and taking them and others as his motif, weaves them into a verbal fugue. They say fuga, fugue, I think this is a French term, but into a composition, a mosaic, so to speak. It is an individual, an indivisible dual, an individual who draws so lavishly upon his resources, drawing upon the resources of language to convey his love of HaTorah, his love of Jah's directions, guidance, instructions, the teaching, and what a force it is in his life, in his liberty, in one's liberty. But he is the spokesman of many of his co-religionist, co-iriticalist, co-spiritualist, so to speak, who would endorse his tribute. He, it is said, probably lived in the 5th century and was an ardent disciple, an ardent Talmid, ardent disciple of the school of Ezra, the scribe. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, the longest psalm, but the instructional psalm. And here in the season, the reason for the season, this is a key psalm in the season. This is a key psalm for the Hebrew instruction, especially concerning the 22, and giving as examples in each of the 8 verses, words and verbs, nouns and verbs, words, sound, power, corresponding to each of the 22, the 22 of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, we refer to as the Abugida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, the first 4 right there, up to the 22nd, from Aleph to Tav, or Ha Aleph, the Aleph to Tawe, the Hebrew Alpha, the original Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew A to T, Aleph to Tau. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Teit, Torah, Jah's direction, instructions of the way of life, the way of liberty, of his divine majesty. Give ear, hear.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1 to 22.
Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamanasa Apasakarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamanasa Apasakarashata. A Aleph, Ba Beit, Ga Gimel, Da Dalet, Ha Hey, Wa Wow, Za Zain, Ha Chet, Ta Tet, Ya Yod, Ka Kaf, La Lamed, Ma Bein, Na Nun, Sa Samech, A Ain, Pa Pei, Sa Sadai, Ka Kof, Ra Resh, Sha Shin, Ta Tau. Abagadaha, Wa Zahata, Yakalamana, Sa Apasa, Ka Ra Sha Ta.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ein, Pei, Tzadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav,
today's daily song, we have song time according to the royal.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble, Abbe Bible. Shout out to Psalms and the wicked them trimble. Live by Abbe Bible.
Psalm 119. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from my law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tet. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Cuff. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ein. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Hey, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon my servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzaddik. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despise it, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Kuf. I cried with my whole heart, Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, Save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tav. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray, like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Just getting a full here of Psalm 119. Also, it's a great psalm to get some basics in the Hebrew, even from the KJV. We have the Hebrew 22. Here we got like two minutes here for those listening to the blog talk. Listen to the blog talk live stream. It's about to go off in like 2 minutes. So call in, or check out Rastafari Jews on the YouTube. We're streaming right there. For the full of a very, very important psalm right here. Don't have enough time to get into the full, but want to share some of the Midrash, the ancient study on today's daily psalm. That's theme, the Torah, Jah, way of life. Just a reminder to ones and ones, if you're on the Rastafari student right now, go over to Rastafari Jews right now for the last final hour. Hopefully we have the full of the hour to share some more on this crucial. This is a crucial psalm right here. It's a psalm that you really take in bite-sized portions, even studying Hebraically because of the alphabet and order. And then when you get into the Hebrew, each 8 verses correspond with that particular Hebrew alphabet. So picking up on some, you know, basic words. So right here. Once again, call in. Those who can call in and willing to call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Now, if you call in and you get a 1 cent per minute prompt, that's because either you have T-Mobile, Metro PC, or one of those conglomerates, and they charge by their service a cent per minute to call into chat lines like Blog Talk. So that's not INI. That doesn't go to INI, and I don't think even to Blog Talk, but that's something that the phone companies charge. So check us out at the Rastafari Jews, right, or even in the forwards, Rastafari student, but right now the full on Rastafari Jews. Or call in once again, 515-602-9761, or catch the replay. 60 seconds, y'all. Catch the replay before the next day. Yes, I.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Mizmor Kof Yod Et, Mizmor Kof Yod Et, Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX,
Mizmor Kof Yod Tate. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse in the Aleph section of Psalm 119, is themed Torah, the way of life. Here, the Aleph verse in the Aleph section. And today's psalm is an acrostic psalm. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, 8 verses to each stanza. Here, the Aleph, the first verse. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. These words, here, opening words of Psalm 119, are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Solomon, Song 2, verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. O my love that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Yonati, b'chagwe ha'selah, b'seter ha'madrega. O my dove, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, be chagwe hasela, be chagwe hasela, that are in the clefts of the rock, be chagre, chagre, chagwe, chagwe, or some would enunciate as be chagwe, but ancient pointing be chagwe hasela, be chagwe hasela, in the clefts of the rock, be seter ha madrega, in the covert or the secret, be seter, in the seter, be seter ha madrega, in the covert, in the secret places of the stairs. Rav Yehuda ha Lewi bar Shalom, Rav Judah the Levite bar Shalom, he taught the name of Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, he taught the name of Rav Judah bar Simon. Not, O dove, quote, end quote, not, quote, O dove, end quote, is written here, but, O my dove, Yonati, Yonati. It's not Yonah or Yonat that is written here, but Yonati, Yonati, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to me, the children of Israel are like a dove, undefiled. To I, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are like a dove, undefiled. But to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, but to the peoples of the earth, they seem as subtle as serpents. Hence, here it is said, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, I have given them positive commandments, and they took their performance upon themselves, and negative commandments, and they took obedience to them upon themselves. And although I did not explain to them what their reward was to be, they said not a word to me. They said not a word to I. And so of all my many other commandments, therefore, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, called Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Yonati, Yonati, my dove. Rav Huna Bar Abin taught in the name of Rav Acha, all wondrous works and mighty deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the world are on account of the undefiled in the way, are on account of Timime Darek, the upright, the undefiled, Timime Darek, the undefiled in the way, the Darek, the Derek, the way. For Scripture says, even in Eob, in Job, Job chapter 37, verse 16, where it reads, dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Miflase av. Av. Here, the clouds, the av, or some would enunciate as av, av. Hitera al miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? And what is meant? What is meant by the balancings of the clouds? Hebraically, what is meant by miflase av? Miflase av. Miflase av. The balancing of the clouds, or here, Hebraically, the balancing of the cloud. The balancing of the cloud. What is meant? Even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. The balancing signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase, even in Proverbs, in the Mashal, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 16:11, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11, quote, a just weight and balance, end quote. And here, Midrash note, here, phrase, Hiteda, al miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, miflase av. The word balancing, miflase, is met with nowhere else in the Bible, in the scripture. The phenomenon of the clouds poised in the sky, heavy with rain, yet without support, is to be marveled at. Here, Eob in Job chapter 37, verse 16, and also in Job's words in chapter 26, verse 8. But here, even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale, weighed in a scale. Here, Midrash note on Mizmor, Kof Yod Teit, here. The amount of rainfall is measured out to men in the degree that they are undefiled. So bringing out the Midrash right here on even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. That is, the amount of rainfall is measured out to men, to humanity, in the degree that they are undefiled. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Eob in Job? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Peles u moznei mishpat layahuah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Bringing this out right here, that balancing, miflase, signifies weighing in a scale, is evident from the phrase in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishalim, Proverbs of Solomon, here, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. Peles u moznei mishpat layahuah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Peles u moznei mishpat layahuah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Job? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Hetera ala miflase av mifalota temim da'im. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Mifloota tamim daim. Mifloot tamim daim. Daim. Tamim daim. Perfect in knowledge. Tamim daim. The wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge. Mifloota tamim daim. Hetera ala miflase av. Mifloota tamim daim. It means, taught Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, taught Rav Judah bar Simon, that Hael, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, brings rain for the sake of him who is undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is undefiled in the sight of the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu. And David made it plain that the undefiled is Yisrael, is Israel, saying in the 18th Psalm, Hebraically, the 24th verse, and I was undefiled to him. And I was undefiled to him. Wayahi tamim imo. And I was single-hearted with him. Wayahi, and I became wayahi. Wayahi tamim imo. And I was single-hearted with him. Or here in the Midrash, and I was undefiled. I was undefiled to him. Wayahi tamim immo, and I was single-hearted with him. Even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents, even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents and scorpions by the Goye Haaretz, by the nations, the heathen nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane. And when David saw that Yisrael was undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he began to offer praise, Isis, as is said, even here in today's Mizmor, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei Temime Darek Haholkima B'Torat Yahuwah. Happy Ashrei, Beatitude. Happy Ashrei, Beatitude, blessed. Ashrei, happy Temime Darek are the upright, Temime the undefiled, Temime Darek in the way. Haholkim, those who trod, ha holkim, those who trod bitorat in the Torah Yahuwah of Jehovah. Ashrei temime darek, ha holkim bitorat Yahuwah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi Bible.
Another exposition of blessed are the undefiled in the way. Another exposition of Ashrei Timimei Darek. Happy are they that are upright in the way. Happy are they the undefiled in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Elsewhere, scripture says, even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 37th verse, Shemar Tam Urei Yashar, mark the man that is undefiled. Shemar Tam, and behold, Urei Yashar, and behold the upright. Shemar Tam Urei Yashar. Rav Tanhuma related that Rav Yehuda Halevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phineas Pinchas HaKohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreed on the following. In the eighth Labo, in the time that I would come, Gog and Magog will move against Israel, three times. And the third time, the third hour, they will come and ascend against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, and go about through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men, as is said even in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6, as is said, I will make the house of Judah of Yehuda strong. And here, Midrash note right here, on the words in agreement of Rav Tanhuma relating Rav Yehuda Halevi Bar Shalom, Rav Phineas HaKohen, and Rav Huna, all three of them agreeing on the following, that in the time to come, the eight labo, the hour to come, Gog and Magog will move against Israel three times, and the third time they will come and ascend against Jerusalem, and go through Yehuda, Judah, and conscript into their armies the men of Yehuda, Judah, strong men. Here, the Midrash note right here, on Mizmor Kof Yod 8, here is that the prediction that the men of Judah, of Yehuda, will be forced to serve in the armies of Gog and Magog, maybe based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, which reads, upon Yehuda, Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem. So here, this prediction is based on the conclusion of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, that reads, upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Jerusalem. Wigam al Yehuda yihyeh b'matzor al Yerushalayim, and upon Judah, wigam, and also wigam al Yehuda
and upon Judah also shall it fall to be in the siege against Jerusalem. Yihyeh b'matzor al Jerusalem. As is said, quoting Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6, I will make the house of Judah, the Beit Yehuda, strong. Hear, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. And the Midrash note right here, is that Felix Perlez suggests that this verse be substituted for, quote, and I shall force them against the Lord, end quote, which is written in the ET, the edited text, which is not a quotation from Scripture. So here we have Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the house of Judah. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda, and I will strengthen the Beit Yehuda. V'gibarti et Beit Yehuda. Of Gog and Magog, however, Scripture goes on to say, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a threshold of staggering to all the peoples round about. Hine anochi Sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al lekol ha'amim saviv. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, a cup of staggering. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al to all the peoples round about lekol ha'amim saviv. And here, midrash note right here. Usually, the word saf. Saf is rendered cup. Usually, the word saf is rendered cup. And hine anoki sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al, cup of staggering. But the word Hebraically saf can also mean threshold. Saf ra'al. Thus, behold, I will make Jerusalem a threshold of staggering. Hine anoki sam et Yerushalayim saf ra'al to all the peoples round about. Lekol ha'amim sabib. The following passage that seems to be, some say, an interpolation is added here by Buber's text. What is meant by cup of staggering? What is meant by saf ra'al? Saf ra'al. It means that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, will cause the peoples round about to drink the cup of blood that will make them stagger. For saf ra'al, cup of staggering, saf ra'al, threshold of staggering. Cup of staggering, the word saf, in this case, generally implies a cup or a basin of blood. As in the verse, even from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, that reads, and ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. U'elkachtem egudata ezob u'tvaltem badam asher basaf. And ye and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. U'elkachtem egudata ezob u'tvaltem badam asher basaf. The blood that is in the basin. Badam asher basaf. Full of verse. Ulekachtem egudata ezobo utvaltema badam asher basaf. We hi gaitema eta ha mashkofa. We hi gaitem illa ha mashkof. We illa shite ha mezuzota mina hadam asher basaf. We atem lo teitzua ish. Mi petach baito ad boker. And he and y'all shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, basaf, in the saf. We atem lo teitzu'e isha mia petach baito ad boker. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. So hear the cup of staggering, the saf ra'al, the cup of staggering, or the threshold of staggering, bringing out the sense in the Hebrew of the basin, even from the quote from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. For having come to the threshold, the saf, the threshold of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, what will Gog and Magog do? They will put two strong men in charge of each and every conscripted man of Yisrael, every conscripted ish of Yisrael. Lamaze, why? Wherefore? In order to keep the men of Yisrael, of Israel, from running away. And here Midrash note points to the previous Midrash on Psalm 118, the 12th perek, the 12th section, the Midrash for Psalm 118.12. But as the strong men of Yehuda, the strong men of Judah are forced to go up and lay siege to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, they will pray in their hearts, saying, Make I and I fall into the hands of the men defending Yerushalayim, defending Jerusalem, and make not them fall into our hands, into I and I hands. And why? Lama, why will they pray in their hearts? Because they will be afraid of letting their voices be heard. As Scripture says, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, the chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, may redemption come to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. And Scripture says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 5, Ve'amru alufei Yehuda b'libam, amtzali yoshvei Yerushalayim. The chiefs of Judah shall say in their heart, Ve'amru alufei Yehuda b'libam, in their heart, b'libam, amtzali yoshvei Yerushalayim. The inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength. May the inhabitants of Jerusalem be my strength. May I find that the inhabitants of Yerushalayim are my strength. Amtzali yoshvei Yerushalayim. By Yahuwah Tzevaot Elohim, through he who be, who he be, of hosts of armies, Jehovah Tzevaot, by Yahuwah Tzevaot Elohim, their Elohim, their power. Okay, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will say to the conscripted men of Yehuda, to the conscripted men of Judah, in innocence ye y'all came. By your lives I swear that innocence will guide you. As is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, as is said in the Mashal, the proverb of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, the innocence of the upright shall guide them. The innocence of the upright shall guide them. Tumat Yisharim Tanchem, the integrity, the innocence, tumat of the upright, yisharim, shall guide them. Tanchem, tumat yisharim tanchem, integrity of the upright. They who are upright choose integrity as their standard of conduct. It will prove a reliable guide and be a safeguard against error and danger. Tumat yisharim tanchem. In that instant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add might to the might of the men of Yehuda, to the men of Judah. They will draw their swords, strike left and right, and slay the men in charge of them. Hence, here, it is said, Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolki B'Torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Jehovah. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. Happy are they that are upright, that are undefiled in the way, who walk, who trod in the Torah of Jehovah.
in a different exposition of Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei timimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Elsewhere, Scripture says, even in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Holech batom yelech betach ua mi akesh derakayo yewadea. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. Holeka batom yelek betach. But he that perverteth his ways, ua mi akesha derakayo, shall be found out. Yewadea. Holeka batom yelek betach. Ua mi akesha derakayo yewadea. He who walks, who trods uprightly, may be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will prosper His ways. But he who perverts his ways shall be made known. Yivadea, Yivadea, Yivadea. The kind of man he is shall be revealed to the world in more ways than one. Hence, here it is said, he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that perverteth, uami akesh, his ways shall be known. Derakao yevadea. Derakayo yevadea. Another comment. He that walketh uprightly is Abraham. He that holek batom. Holek, that trod, holek batom, uprightly, undefiled, batom, is Abraham, to whom it was said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, walk before me, and be thou upright, hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim, walk, trod before I, in my face, in my presence, before I, hitahaleka lifanai, and be, and become, and be, wehye, 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 and be thou tamim, be thou upright, be thou wholehearted, be thou undefiled. Hitahaleka lifanai, wehye tamim. For what had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Abraham? He had said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Lech lecha. Get thee out of thy country. Lech lecha, me alzecha, and from thy kindred. And Abraham did not argue the matter with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, by saying, quote, what difference can it make to thee whether a man remain here or get him to another country? He who moves from one house to another house is distressed, and needless to say, he is even more so who has to move from one country to another country, end quote. Abraham did not say. Abraham, however, did not hesitate, and at once did everything that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim had commanded him, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, at the fourth verse. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Avram ka'asher diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abram went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Avram ka'asher diber elayo Yahuwah. So Abraham departed. So Abraham departed. Wa yelech. Departed as Jehovah has spoken to him. Did Abraham lose by this? No, lo. For when the four kings invaded Canaan, did they not fall by him? As Scripture says, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 14, at verse 15, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15, Scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka Elehem, Laila Hu, and the night, the Laila, the night itself contended against them. Vayechalek Elehem, Laila Hu, or, and he divided himself against them by night, the traditional translation, or here, Vayechalek Elehem, Laila Hu, the night itself contended against them. Here, Midrash notes, see above the previous Midrash to Psalm 2, the second section to Psalm 2.2, and note the Adloka. Moreover, when Ha'elohim said to Abraham in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Vayomer, kach na et bincha, et yechideka, asher havta, et yitzchaka, ve lech lecha, il eretz ha-moriya, ve ha-elehu, sham. Le ola ala achada heharim asher omar eleka. Here, full of verse, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. Vayomer kach na et bincha et yechideka asher ahabta et yitzhak ve lech lecha il eretz ha-moriya ve ha-elehu sham le'ola al achad he-harim asher omar eleka. He did not talk back to Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, though he might have talked back, saying, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 21, verse 12, yesterday thou didst say to me, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Abraham did not talk back to the power, Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, though he might have talked back, saying, even in the words from Bereshith, Genesis 21 and 12, yesterday thou, the I, didst say to me, didst say to I, ki be yitzchak yikare lecha zara, for in Isaac shall seed be called to thee, ki be yitzchak yikare lecha zara. For in Isaac, ki be yitzhak, shall seed be called to thee, yikare lecha zara. And today, I am to offer yitzhak for a ola, for a burnt offering, a holocaust offering. Whence then wilt thou bless me? Whence, from where then wilt thou bless I? But he did not talk back to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim. Instead, he did at once all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had commanded him, as is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak Beno. Vayashkem Abraham Baboker, Vayachvosha Eta Chmoro. Why yikacha eta shneya arayo ito with eight yitzhaka binno? Why avak a it's a ola? Why akama? Why eleka illa hamak omashara mar lau ha Elohim? Full verse. And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of that Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the power had told him. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Vayachvosha eta chmoro, Vayikacha eta shnei arayo ito, Ve'et Yitzhak abino, Vayavaka it's a ola, Vayakama, Vayaleka, Illa hamakom, Asher amar lau, Ha Elohim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, did for His part what He had promised Abraham when He said to him, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12,
verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. Wa'esika le'koi kadol, wa'evarekika, wa'egadla shimecha, wehye beraka. And I will make of thee a great nation. Wa'esika le'koi kadol, and I will bless thee. Wa'evarekika, and make thy name great. Wa'egadla shimecha. Wa'egadla shemeka, and be thou, and the I to be, and be thou, and become the I a blessing. Wehye baraka, wehye baraka. Wa'e'etzika l'goy gadol, wa'e'barekika, wa'egadla shemeka, wehye baraka. And so he did. For scripture says, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Ve'Avraham hayo yihye legoy gadol. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Ve'Avraham hayo yihye legoy gadol. And also in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, the Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things, in all things. Wayahuwah berak et Abraham bakol. And Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. Wayahuwah berak et Abraham bakol. And therefore, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, Moses said this, do you desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you? Hold fast, hold firm, hold fast to Abraham's uprightness, because uprightness is beautiful, is eitiful, is beautiful in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, the Sanctifier, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13, that reads, thou shalt be upright with the Lord thy God. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. Thou shalt be wholehearted with Jehovah thy power, with Jehovah thy Elohim. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. Thou shalt be upright, thou shalt be tamim, thou shalt be undefiled with he who be who he be, thy power. Tamim tihye'im Yahuwah Eloheka. As he is upright. For it is said, the rock, his work is upright. Ki kol derakayo mishpat. The rock, his walk is perfect. Ki kol derakayo mishpat. The rock, his work is, for all his ways are justice. Here. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32. Here, verse 4. Hatzor tamim pa'lo, Hatzor the rock, Hatzor the rock, tamim, upright, undefiled, Hatzor tamim pa'lo, his work is perfect, his work is undefiled, Hatzor tamim pa'lo. Ki kol derakayo mishpata el emuna ve'en alela. Tzadika ve'yashar hu. And his Torah is upright, for it is said even in Mizmor Yod Tet Yutet, Psalm 19, here he breaks the eighth verse. The law of the Lord is upright. The law of the Lord is upright. Torah Yahuwah Temima is undefiled. The law of Jehovah is undefiled. Torat Yahuwah Temima. Therefore, David began this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, that is an acrostic, by offering praise Isis in the first verse. Ah, blessed are they that are upright in the way. Ah,
Happy are the undefiled in the way. Ah, for the first Hebrew letter, Aleph, being an acrostic psalm, Aleph. Ah, Ashrei Timimei Darek. Ah, Aleph. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Aleph. Ashrei Timimei Darek. And came to the end of the alphabet, the Aleph Beit, saying, even in the 176th verse, here, today's Psalm, Psalm 119, verse 176, thy servant seek, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Ta'iti kaseh obeyed bakesh abdecha, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obeyed. I have gone astray like a seh kaseh obeyed, like a lost sheep. Ta'iti, ta'iti kaseh obeyed. Seek bakesh, bakesh. Seek abdecha, bakesh abdecha. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obeyed, bakesh abdecha. That is, as the strayed sheep is innocent, so have I acted in innocence. Another comment, why did David say at the end of the Mizmor, at the end of the psalm, at the end of the chant, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Ta'iti kaseh obed bakesh abdeka. Rav Yehuda halewi bar shalom. Rav Judah the Levite bar shalom. Answer the name of Rav Haggai bar Eliazar. Haggai, son of Eliza. As things go in the world, when a sheep strays from the flock or an ox strays from the pasture, who seeks whom? The sheep, the shepherd, or the shepherd, the sheep? Obviously, the shepherd, the sheep. So David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, seek I, as the sheep is sought. Even as thou that I did say through Shemuel Hanabi, through Samuel the prophet, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. The Lord Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish Ki Levavo. Ki Levavo. According to his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu. Jehovah, he who be who he be, has sought for himself. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Ish. A man. Ish Ki Levavo. Try me, O Jehovah, and prove me, and prove I, because I have acted in innocence. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Kaseh obed. Seek thy servant. Bakesh abdeka. For like a sheep, I am innocent. A ewe lamb without blemish. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 10. A ewe lamb without blemish. Kabsa tamim. Kabsa tamim. A ewe lamb without blemish.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them,
They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
Another comment. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Blessed are they that are upright in the way, 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 upright in the way. Another comment. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Blessed are they that are upright in the way, or happy are the undefiled. Timimei in the way, Darek. Ashrei Timimei Darek. The generation that wandered Bamidbar, the generation that wandered in the wilderness. Hezekiah Bar Chiya taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saw that no other generation would be as capable of receiving HaTorah, the Torah, as this generation. And so He laid up HaTorah, the Torah, for its people. As is said even in Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Witzafan Laisharim Tushia. He layeth up sound wisdom Tushia. Laisharim, Laisharim, for the upright. The Yisharim, Laisharim, Witzafan, Laisharim, Tushia. Rav Berakayu said in the name of Rav Chanina Bar Abahu, both Scripture and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praises them. The people of that generation, as is said even in Psalm 105, Hebraic of the 8th verse, He hath remembered His covenant with the world. The word that He commanded to the thousandth generation. He hath remembered His covenant with the world. The word that He commanded to the thousandth generation. Zakar le'olam be'rito. Davar tziwa le'elef dor. He hath remembered His covenant forever. Or here, being brought out in the Midrash as, He hath remembered His covenant with the world. Zakar le'olam berito, davar tziwa le'elef dor. The word, the davar, the word that He commanded, davar tziwa le'elef dor, to the elef dor, to the thousandth generation, the elef dor, the thousandth generation, being the only one specified by number in the order of the generations. You can see for yourself that they were upright people when they came to the sea. Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim told them to go down into the sea, and they went down. He told them to go forth into the Midbar, into the wilderness, and they went forth. They went forward. He told them to take HaTorah, to take the Torah, and they took it. And even before He told them to take it, they said, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has said, we will do and obey. Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh v'nishma. all that Jehovah have spoken will we do and obey. Call Asher Diber Yahuwah Na'iseh V'Nishma Na'iseh V'Nishma Ha'ilahim Ha'Elohim forbade their eating the sinew of the thigh vein that is within the hollow of the animal thigh. Forbade their eating meat together with milk, and also forbade their bringing on the same day a cow or an ewe together with her young as an offering. And they took these prohibitions upon themselves. And here the Midrash notes right here on Ha'elohim, forbidding their eating the sinew of the thigh vein that is within the hollow of the animal's thigh. The Midrash note here, pointing to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 32, verse 33, and furthermore, to the bringing on the same day a cow or an ewe, together with her young as an offering. Reference, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 28. And they took these prohibitions upon themselves. And although Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the power, did not explain to them what the reward for their performing of the commandments was to be, they gave him no arguments. Therefore, it is said, even in Psalm 105, the 8th verse, he hath remembered his covenant with the world, the word that he commanded to the thousandth generation. Zakar le'olam berito davar tziwa le'elef dor. And here in today's Psalm Mizmor Kof Yod 8, the Aleph verse, Ashrei timimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Blessed, happy are they that are upright in the way. Ashrei timimei darek. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei timimei darek. Another exposition of blessed are the upright in the way. Ashrei timimei darek. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, quote, saintly, end quote, upright, end quote, and, quote, righteous, end quote. He called them saintly. He called them, quote, saintly. In the verse, even the verse from Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, gather my saints together to gather to me. Gather my saints together to I. Isfu li chesedai. Gather my saints together to me. Isfu li. Gather them for me. Li. Isfu li chesedai. Chesedai. My chesed. My chesedim. My saints. Chesedai. Isfu li chesedai. He called them righteous and just because they sang a song at the Yam Suf. Because they sang a song at the Sea of Reeds, at the Red Sea, at the Etara Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, saying in the words of Psalm 33, Hebraic of the first verse, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, praise is comely for the just. Rejoice in the Lord, O your righteous, praise, Isis, is comely for the just. Ranu tzarikim b'yahuwah, laisharim nawa tehillah. Rejoice in Jehovah, O ye, O y'all righteous. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. Praise Isis is comely for the upright. Lai sharim for the upright. Nawa, comely. Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Or some say, Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Ancient pointing, Lai sharim nawa tehillah. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah, laisharim nawa tehillah. He calls them upright in the verse. Blessed are the upright in the way, who walk, who trod in the Torah of Jehovah. He calls them upright or undefiled in the verse. Happy are the undefiled in the way, who walk, who trod in the law, the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei timimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. lest it be thought that they suffered any loss or that they did not pass on merit to their children after them. Scripture says, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 20:7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. The just man walketh, trotteth in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Mitahalech b'tumi tzadik, ashrei banav achrav. He that walketh in his integrity as a just man. Mita halek bit to me tzadik. Happy ashrei, ashrei, happy ashrei banayo achrayo. Ashrei banayo achrayo. Happy are his children achrayo after him. Mita halek bit to me tzadik. Ashrei banayo achrayo. And when did this merit walk for them? When did this merit work for them? In the time of Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were sentenced to exile, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, go and tell them this. On account of the merit of the generation of the Midbar of the wilderness, I shall be guided by the measure of mercy in my treatment of you. As is said even in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, where it reads, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember for thy sake the affection of thy youth, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Vayehi devar Yahuwah Elai lemor, haloka v'karata v'aznei Yerushalayim lemor. Koh amar Yahuwah, zekarti alak chesedah ne'orayich, ahavata ke'alulotayich, lechetech achray b'midbar v'eretz lo zerua. Full verse, and the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Vayehi devar Yahuwah Elai lemor, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, halok v'karata b'aznei Yerushalayim, saying, lemor, thus saith Jehovah, kohamar Yahuwah, I remember thee, for thee, speaking to she, I remember for thee the affection of thy youth, zakarti laka chesed ne'orayich, the love of thine espousals, ahavata ke lulotayich, how thou, speaking to she, how I, speaking to she, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, lekatech achray bamid bar, in a land that was not sown, be'eretz lo zerua, be'eretz lo zerua. Do not say that merit can accrue only to a generation as a whole. And do not say that merit can accrue only to a generation as a whole. For any individual who walks, who trods in integrity before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, acquires merit, acquires credit for himself and for Banai, his children as well. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 20:7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Mitahalek betumi tzadik, ashrei banayo achrayo. Accordingly, David said, since uprightness is so comely, nawa, so beautiful, so comely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I shall sing of it. Ashrei betumi darek, blessed are they that are upright in the way. Ashrei temime darek, ashrei temime darek, happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei temime darek. Another exposition of blessed are the upright in the way, ashrei temime darek, happy are the undefiled in the way. The people of the generation of the Midbar
of the wilderness were saints, were chassidim. The people of the generation of the Midbar were chassidim. According to Rav Eliezer, they are the saints, the chassidim, referred to in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 50, Hebraically the fifth verse, "Gather my saints together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Isfu li chassidai, kortei avriti le zavach, gather my saints together, together to me, to I. Isfu li chassidai, those that have made a covenant, korte veriti, those who have cut a covenant, korte veriti, ele zavach, by sacrifice, ele upon zavach, sacrifice. Isfu li chassidai, korte veriti, ele zavach. And here, Midrash, note, this description fits the generation of the Midbar, the generation of the wilderness. The blood of the oxen they sacrificed was sprinkled on Ha'am, the people, as blood of the covenant. Here, refer to Shemot, to Exodus chapter 24, verses 5 to 6, confer, compare to the Sanhedrin 110b. And yet, not until Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, had sore wearied them, did Israel take HaTorah, did Israel take the Torah. The verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically the 10th verse, "A bounteous rain didst thou pour out, O God, when thine inheritance was weary, thou didst steady it. A bounteous rain didst thou pour out, O God, when thine inheritance was weary, thou didst steady it. Geshen nedavot tanif Elohim nachlateka with nila ata konan netaha. A bounteous rain. Geshem nedavot. This thou that I pour down. Tanif Elohim, O power. Geshem nedavot tanif Elohim, when thine inheritance was weary. Nachlateka with nila. When Nilah, thou, Ata, the I, male and none other, Ata, Konan Taha, Ata, Konan Taha, Ata, the I, Konan Taha, thou didst confirm it, thou didst confirm her, thou didst establish her, Konan Taha, Mekonin, Konan, Konen, Konan Taha, thou didst steady it, thou didst steady her, thou didst confirm it. Geshem nedavot tanif Elohim nachlateka wenila ata konan taha. Here, this verse of Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically the 10th verse, it proves that Elohim, the power, wearied them before he gave them HaTorah. This verse here. Geshem nedavot tanif Elohim nachlateka wenila ata konan taha. A bounteous rain didst thou pour down, O Elohim, O power, when thine inheritance was weary, Konan Taha. Thou didst confirm her, thou didst steady her, thou didst establish her. This proves that Ha Elohim, wearied them before he gave them HaTorah. How did Ha Elohim, weary them? When the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel received HaTorah, the Torah, they had to walk, they had to trod 240 miles. They had to trod 240 miles to receive the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments. They had to walk, they had to trod 12 miles forward for each one and 12 miles back. And here, Midrash note here, compare the above, the previous Midrash on Psalm 68, the seventh section, the Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 68.7. Therefore, it is said, blessed are the upright, the undefiled, the upright in the way, who walk, who trod in the law, in the Torah, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei timimei darek
Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkim Bitorata Yahuwah. Happy are the undefiled in the way. Ashrei Timimei Darek, who walk Haholkim, who trod Haholkim Bitorat Yahuwah, in the law of Jehovah. Haholkim Bitorati Yahuwah. And so, purify the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, receive HaTorah, HaElohim, the power. HaElohim said to them, according to the words of Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Lo tevashel lagidi ba'chelev imo. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Lo tebashel gidi ba cheleb imo. And they did not ask, why should we not seize it? But took obedience. But they took obedience to the command upon themselves. Ha Elohim. Ha Elohim said to them, ye y'all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat, according to Vayikra, according to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 23, Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim said to them, ye all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat. Kol chelev shor we chesev wa ez lo tochelu. Y'all shall eat no fat of ox or sheep or goat. Kol chelev shor we Kesev wa ez lo tochelu. Lo tochelu, y'all shall not eat any fat of ox or sheep or goat. Call chelev shor we kesev wa ez lo tochelu. And them did not ask, madu alau, lama. They didn't ask, wherefore not, madu alau, but took obedience to the command upon themselves. Moreover, after they took obedience to these commands upon themselves, they did not ask, what is to be the reward for our doing them? Therefore, Scripture says, blessed are the upright in the way who walk, who trod in the law, in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. Happy Ashrei are the undefiled in the way, Timimei Darek, who walk, who trod HaHolkim, the trotters, the yadas, the trotters HaHolkim, in the law, in the Torah, B'Torat Yahuwah. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. The law, HaTorah, the Torah. The Torah here in today's psalm is Morkof Yod 8 in Psalm 119. Torah, the first and the most comprehensive of the key words in Psalm 119. It is inaccurately translated elsewhere by, quote, law, which has given the wrong impression that a legal system, so to speak, is intended. The true meaning of Torah is teaching, direction, and it connotes the entire will of Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as imparted and revealed to man for his guidance. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torati Yahuwah.